Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about a musical family with four generations of performers? Tell me, would you like to learn more about the evolution of quartet music? Have you ever wanted to know how a journey of talent and destiny begins? Tell me, can you imagine two musical brothers who are still together in their golden years? Do you know how to embrace your heritage and your traditions? When was the last time you heard about 70 and beyond? Tell me, do you ever expect the unexpected? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Are you ready to learn how to be a success? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, inspirational, and informative lessons and some really great advice. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have during our interview. I am pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 380,000 fabulous listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Her professional life was established by working in corporate America as a broker's assistant and prospector's representative and back office cashier with Fortune 500 conglomerates such as Lehman Brothers, Kuhn Loeb, Prudential Bach Securities, and E.F. Hutton. She is presently the founder and CEO of AEO Consortium, an online broadcasting communications enterprise officially established in 23. Literally, accomplishments from 1998 to 2003 are comprised of readings with the Fairfield Area Poets Society at the Westport Barnes & Nobles in Connecticut. In 2000, honored to be featured in America in the Millennium, the Best Poems and Poets of the 20th Century, Work to Be or Not to Be. In addition, an audio performance on this same work was recorded on CD. The title of the recorded work, Expect the Unexpected. She authored 70 and Beyond, The Evolution of Quartet Music. In 2012, it was published as an ebook, and I am pleased to welcome to our show Anne Dubois. Hello, Anne. How are you today?
How are you, January? It is so nice to talk to you live on the internet. This is a blessing.
Well, we're happy to have you, and I noted that you said that perhaps your dad and your uncle would be on the show today. Is that going to happen?
That has, yes, my dad is on the line, and my uncle will be calling in.
Okay, okay. And,
good morning, how are you?
Hi, Dad, how are you? I'm so happy
to have
you.
I'm doing fine.
I'm so happy to have all of you on the show today. That's wonderful. We'll have a family time. So tell me, Ann, how did you come about writing this wonderful book, 70 and Beyond?
Well, as people who blog us, they'll be able to see the story in full bloom. In 2009,
mm-hmm.
our dad was turning 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so myself and my brothers decided to come together, and naturally, 70 is a wondrous golden number. We decided to honor him.
Uh-huh.
And long story short, I decided, okay, well, as a business person, I wanted to do a journal booklet. You know how you do a booklet to honor the moment.
Uh-huh.
And I began to just pull those pieces together and talk to individuals in the community who were very happy to be a part of the journal booklet.
Okay.
And January, as I was working and working and working, my creative juices said, this is too valuable to just
mm-hmm.
make as a journal booklet for the evening. So I slowed down and let everybody know, and they said, no problem.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I began to do research and ask my father questions about who inspired him and so on
uh-huh.
and so on and so on. And so that's where the creation of 70 and Beyond, the evolution of quartet music in the life of Papa Joe came up.
Okay.
And so that became just a little booklet, and then from a booklet it went to a hardcover booklet. But
mm-hmm.
the premise was, after, again, looking at the history and the individuals and the accomplishments of my dad and also the sensation of Starlights, I said, again, too valuable to just rush. Let me take my time and make this an heirloom, per se. And
mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
how that happened. My before my father or during my father's 70th, I said, no, we need to honor this in a great way, and that's how that happened.
Oh, wonderful. Now, Papa Joe, how old were you when you started playing?
Well, I didn't play, no instrument. I was a singer.
Oh.
And my two sons, they played the guitar and the organ and the piano, but I was a baritone singer and a lead singer in my group.
Uh-huh.
So this where I started when I was a little boy. I think I was about 8 or 9 years old. They put me on a cheer in Alabama, and I so small I had to get on the cheer so they could see me. And I sung, and they couldn't understand, how did you know that song?
Uh-huh.
But I could pick up a song just like that, pick it up, and sing it.
So you were natural.
Natural. It came natural. I didn't have to work for nothing. If I heard something, I could put it together my way. And that was something that I had.
Oh, wow. That, what a talent. And who else was in the group with you?
That was Robert Black, Joseph Reed, Leroy Dorsey, Olin Dorsey, and Benny Graham. That was the original group.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed together until three of them passed. And it's three of us living now. And why the group is still going, the Bridgeport Starlights.
The original one, okay. And how often do you play now? Do you get to play very often?
We don't play as often. We was up in Massachusetts a couple of weeks ago, had a beautiful time up there. But
uh-huh.
we don't travel like we used to. Years ago, we would travel every weekend, you know, going to Philadelphia, New York. But we don't do that now. We have our certain places we go, and
uh-huh.
we do, you know, we work like that.
Now, January, let me just say this. They might not perform as much as they used to, but the events that they're performing at are more higher-end events. Let me just note that they've performed at the first Easton Music Jazz Festival in Easton, Connecticut. They did that in 2010.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, they've, again, it's not as frequently, but, again, it's more high-end performance. Where they were in Massachusetts, that was a honor of a conference, a music conference. So it might not be much, but when they get out, they're hitting very affluential audiences.
Wonderful. Right now we're going to take a break and hear about your host. And when we come back, Anne, I would like you to share some information with my listeners as to your website and how they can purchase this book. We'll be right back with Ann and Papa Joe.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Anne Dubois, and her dad, Papa Joe. And, Anne, I think we have another caller on the line. You said perhaps your Uncle Cliff was going to call
my
in.
My Uncle Clifford, yes.
Uncle Clifford, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. Hi, Uncle Cliff. We're glad to have you on, too.
Let me just tell you a little bit about my Uncle Cliff. Uncle Cliff is my dad's brother. And Uncle Cliff was a part of the Negro League and has been inducted into the Negro League.
Baseball,
yes.
Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow, wonderful. Congratulations, that's fabulous. Could you share with us, Anne, the website information and tell my listeners how they can get this book?
Okay, well, one website they can go to is aeo.podbean.com, or they can just Google 70 and beyond, and our information will be at the top. It is doing very well. It is on Amazon. It is on Barnes & Noble. But if you Google 70 and beyond, or Google 70 and beyond, the Dubose Legacy, you will be able to reach us easy and reach us well. And, again, I admonish you to download the e-book. You will be informed and inspired about, I think, one of the greatest families in music and in sports in the world.
That's fantastic. Now, tell us when we download the book, what does it, how does it begin with their early career?
Well, it begins, it opens up with my uncle, who's now on the line, Uncle Cliff. It opens up with kind of a description of him, because he, out of, you talk about destiny fulfillment, if anybody's fulfilled the destiny in a big way, he was one of the first, I say. So that's why we open it with him, and then we start to talk about, obviously, quartet music, because initially that's where we started from. My dad is obviously a quartet singer, and so it proceeds down after that, talking about quartet music, my dad's history, who inspired him, Uh-huh. And then my brothers, who are Jonathan Dubose, who's played and will be playing with Harry Connick Jr., my youngest brother, Kenneth, who is a minister, the Reverend Dr. Kenneth K. Dubose, who has sung with orchestras. I just have to say this, and I am so honored. Our family, we're blessed, and I don't want to take that for granted. God has blessed us, and I am so honored today to be online with my father and with my uncle, and hopefully my uncle can say something to us before we go offline.
Are you there, Cliff?
Yes, I'm here.
You doing okay this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Doing good.
Good. Good to hear your voice, man. Good to hear your voice. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Uncle Cliff, what are your feelings about having Anne document your wonderful family? Isn't this an amazing experience to have her do this at this stage of your life?
Yeah, it is.
What an honor. What an honor. Yes. Anne, how long did it take you to put this tribute together?
Well, it didn't take too long. I mean, you know, I'd say maybe 7 months. Seven months. And then when I was approached by Arthur House, called me directly and offered me to do the book with them. And then I said, well, I'm not interested in doing the book, as it were. Then they said, well, why don't you do the e-book? And so it was when I did the e-book that it changed from 70 and Beyond, The Evolution of Quartet Music in the Life of Papa Joe, to 70 and Beyond, The Dubose Legacy. That's when the change came, because I needed to add something more. All I can say is I believe I have an angel who's speaking to me all the time. Angel said, you need to extend this and to include the generation that came before you that started in fulfilling their talent and their destiny, which talks about my uncle, again, Clifford Dubose, and my father, Jonathan Dubose, Jonathan Papa Joe Dubose. And when it ends, this doesn't end with them. It ends with the generation that's coming after them. That's why it's four generations. I have a young cousin. Her name is Jordan. And if you get the e-book, you'll see her. She has a guitar. She's only 2 years old, and she has a guitar like she's playing it like she's Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yes, and so I know that this was a work of love, but not just for me. It is really a work to let individuals know, number one, if you have a family or if you have a connection of individuals who have this talent and this ability, it would behoove you to share that in some way, document that, archive that. And number two, celebrate your family. Celebrate your family if there's any, even if it's just one person in the family. Celebrate your family, because as we can see, you know, we're not always promised to be here, but for the time that we're here, let's take that time and let's show forth the good things that are happening, because as you can see, there's so much bad news on TV. Why don't we take the opportunity and put together and have good news about things that are happening in our family? And again, starts out with my uncle, Clifford Dubose, and it ends with the generation, which is the fourth generation to come. And I believe that they will be inspired. We also talk about music, the influences of music. Negative music and positive music. So it's a wide variety of information that I know will uplift and educate from a positive perspective.
Oh, absolutely. This is quite a life's work here for you, and I think you've received a lot of great feeling of accomplishment in putting this together. I know it hasn't been easy, but it is a wonderful, you've produced a wonderful tribute to your family. You know, right now we're going to take a break and hear about a wonderful organization that I support. And when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about quartet, soul, gospel, spiritual, and inspirational expressions, which you've included in this book. We'll be right back with the DuBois Family Legacy.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play, and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with our guest, Ann DuBois, and her Papa Joe and Uncle Cliff. They're all here with us today. And let me ask you, when you say a movement of music called quartet, soul, gospel, spiritual, and inspirational, are they all the same thing, or are they just different types of music?
No, they're different types of music, and I put all of those different genres there is because while our foundation is quartet, we just did not stay with quartet. I mean, we've evolved from myself, quartet to soul. My brother Jonathan, has evolved from quartet to gospel to jazz. Again, he played with and will be playing with Harry Connick Jr. My youngest has evolved from quartet to gospel to spiritual to classical and orchestra. So that's when I put those categories there, I'm just basically trying to get individuals to see that while you might start in a genre, and this is where we started. Our foundation was quartet, and I still love quartet music to this day. We did not just stay there. We have evolved into different expressions. And one thing about music is universal. So that's what has happened to us. And, again, you don't have to stay in one genre. You can expand and evolve into other genres, and this has certainly happened to us. And again, you brought up, poetry and broadcasting. I'm also doing broadcasting. I'm a broadcast TV broadcaster. I do radio like yourself. I do radio at WVOF 88.5 at Fairfield University. And so these things all came from one root, and that is music, quartet music, and then obviously my family and my mother and my father nourishing me with the proper information and knowledge.
Right. Now, when Papa Joe and Uncle Cliff, when you were young, did you have to travel a lot to make a living doing quartet music?
Well, when I joined the Starlights, we did travel a lot. We traveled, like every weekend. We was traveling, singing. And then, we was the only group that's in Connecticut that stayed together 50 years.
See what this contract
Now, January, let me just say that my father didn't start singing until he came. My father is from Alabama, and my uncle is also from Alabama, who's still residing there. So Dad, just to clarify, my father did not start singing quartet until he was an adult and was in Connecticut.
17 years old. I came here and I joined the group at 17.
Oh, wow.
I'm older now, 73 years old, and I've been with the group ever since.
And then you, what time do you have to go?
Certainly have paid your dues.
Yes. Yes, I paid my dues.
Okay.
And then some, and then some. And what a wonderful career you have. When you look back on this career, I'm sure the memories are just amazing. Is there anything in particular you'd like to share with our listeners about your career?
Well, I had a wonderful career, and God blessed us. And out of all of the traveling we did, we never had an accident.
Oh, wow.
I know that is, that's incredible. We never had an accident. And so I just thank God for that. And like I said, three of the fellows still living. We talk with each other, and we call each other, and we, and Olin, he still sang with me and my two sons. So when we do get together, we, you know, we have a good time. We reflect back on how we got started and how we stuck together for 50 years. And, you know, you don't get too many people that can stay together for 50 years.
You're right.
I know that.
That's for sure. And those are really golden years of music, aren't they? Some of the most amazing music that came to the forefront that you were able to create and to share with your audiences. What a wonderful gift your life has been to your entire, all your listeners and your audience, and especially what a gift for your family to be able to have Ann put this book, 70 and Beyond, together. Such an honor. I'm so pleased to have all of you on the show today. And I hope that everyone will go on the internet, order the ebook, and check out 70 and Beyond, The Evolution of Quartet Music, The Dubois Legacy, written by Ann. Ann, thank you so much for sharing your book with us and sharing your wonderful family with us.
Thank you, thank you. Uncle Cliff, do you have anything you want to say before we leave, since you are the, you are our star? Anything you want to say, Uncle Cliff?
Well, I just say, well, I'm glad to, somebody to interview me, somebody that know I played in the Negro baseball league, and until, you know, they integrated, and when, you know, when they integrated, they cut lots of Negro loop from Major League Baseball. So that's how I got to go and play in the Negro Baseball League.
Okay. Thank you for sharing your baseball and your music experience with us today. It's been a pleasure having all of you on the show, and we hope our listeners have enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch all of our interviews and our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed our show, please click the Follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, dear listeners, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guests today, the Dubois family. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember.